With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's episode of Entitled Parents is a little bit different than normal. Usually, I bring you guys two or three stories from different Karens or just entitled people in general, but today's episode is all about just one Karen. It comprises four different stories about the same person that OP wonderfully calls the Drama Goblin. And as you can tell by the title and thumbnail, the first story that I'm going to read you pretty much just sets the precedent for this entire episode. It's insane. Let's get into it. Drama Goblin wants them to restart the funeral. I have another Drama Goblin disaster. Drama Goblin has met an all-time low, even for the Goblin herself. Some background in case you're new to this delusional beast of a human being. We are childhood best friends. I moved to my podunk town when I was very young, and she was awkward and shy like me, and we became fast friends. When we grew up, I did. She never grew out of the same exact mindset that we had as children. It caused us to drift. Before I ultimately decided that enough was enough, she remarried, and her husband and my husband ended up becoming best friends. For a while, they pushed us on each other, often. That never ended well. I suspect at least one of them has seen these on here as well, as in the Reddit posts. They finally accepted that I don't need the stress and left me alone. Her husband, however, spends a lot of time at our house, because he can't stand being home because of the condition that she leaves the house in. That's another story though. You can check my history if you feel I'm leaving something out, because I've explained this all before. Well, don't you worry, this is just story one of four different stories I'm going to look at in this one episode. One of our childhood friends recently passed away. He'd been struggling with an illness and finally lost his battle. He did not have a lot of family. They postponed the showing and the funeral for a little over a week due to restrictions with COVID and whatnot. They ended up combining the two and posted it online and in the newspaper. Now, Drama Goblin knew the day and time to be there because I saw that she shared the post with all the info. The day of, she does what she always does and procrastinates getting ready. I mean, who doesn't? Am I right? Anyway, she refused to leave her house until she looked perfect. She didn't even put her laundry in, though, until half an hour before the time to be there. Now, her husband actually told my husband that later, so therefore he couldn't get the kids ready until the laundry was dry. Herself, well, she took hours. Then half an hour before the time it said the funeral would be over, she tells her husband they have to leave now or they'll be late. She arrives right as everyone is leaving, for the most part. She gets upset that she missed it. She stamps her foot and demands they start over because he would have wanted it that way. He was her best friend and she needed the closure. The family did not know how to take her. At first, I think they thought she was joking, but she kept whining and pressuring them to at least let her get up on the podium and say a few things. The funeral director, I think, he seemed to be in charge, whispered something to his aunt, and they refused more graciously than I would have. They said they had to close for cleaning. This caused Drama Goblin to have a meltdown, and her husband had to drag her out of the funeral and back into their car. She gets angry, claiming that he manhandled her and didn't take her side, calling it abuse. I know it will all blow over in a few days. It always does. But dang, the audacity. I know our friend that passed was fond of her, but I doubt he would have wanted that. All I know is if she decides to pull that rubbish at my funeral, I'd rather she didn't come at all. Yeah, audacity is the exact right word to use there. I mean, that is insane. The disrespect. If there's one thing that you should never ever be late for, surely it's a funeral. I mean, you guys that know me well probably know that I'm not very good with time also. I do procrastinate a lot and I am often late for things, unfortunately. One of my worst habits. But a funeral. I'd never ever be late for a funeral. Are you joking? But being late is one thing. Coming in and saying, no, restart it now. It's what he would have wanted. Are you joking? Sure, you might be mates with the guy, but you're late. You're not even his family. How can you say these sort of things? Oh, unbelievable, honestly. That is just a little insight into who this person is. But guys, we've got three more stories to get to. Let's carry on. So then, story number two. Now, this one is from 3 months ago. The first one was literally just from a day ago. Drama Goblin and the trip to the lake. We live near a large lake. In the summer of 2018, we decided to utilize it. My husband and I went with our kids a few times, and we had a blast. Well, my husband decided he wanted to invite the Drama Goblin, her husband, and their children. She has five, but only has custody of the last four that she has with the current husband. These four are all under eight, and the eight-year-old is severely autistic. Mostly non-verbal, and he wants to run away all the time, constantly. From home, in the store, at the park, everywhere. So you have to watch him very carefully. I was nervous about this outing, clearly, understandably. Now, Drama Goblin, guys, if you didn't already know, is pretty entitled. When she's out, she doesn't do anything with her kids. She actually expects her husband to do it all. And if her husband is tied up with one of her kids already, then too bad. My family unit got there before the Goblin family. My husband, the kids, and I all helped pack our beach stuff down to the spot we picked out. When the Goblin family arrived, Drama Goblin came over to us and left her husband to unload all the kids and get all the stuff. So we just left Drama Goblin and went to help out her husband instead, which she was huffy about. She followed us over to chat, but did not help. I help unbuckle her youngest, who was barely walking. Then the toddlers, who were two and three at the time. Her son books it towards the lake. The Drama Goblin, who didn't even grab anything, was on her phone, not paying attention. We corral him and finish setting up our spots. Finally, the men start cooking food, while the women, folk, and kids go for a dip. When it was time to eat, I made my kids' plates and went to make my own. And I noticed that Drama Goblin had made her own plates and sat down. Her husband had walked back to the car with my husband to get this inflatable raft. I just sigh and make her kids each hot dogs and then sit and eat. Drama Goblin is trying to make conversation, and for the most part, we were having a good time. Then her son gets up and starts running towards the lake. The men are still kind of far away, but on their way back. Drama Goblin had finished her plate and was just watching her son run away, with no indication that she was going to go after him. After only the slightest of hesitations, because obviously I thought she was going to run after her own son, I instead ran after her son, and was able to get to him, but only after he'd made it to the water. I was so scared. He can't swim, and he needs a life jacket, and us in the water with him. He fights me while I'm trying to get him out, and all the while, his own mother never left the picnic table. When we get back, Drama Goblin and her husband are having a mini argument about why her husband couldn't have chased him. He knew their son was prone to that. Why couldn't he keep an eye on him? He, of course, asked her why she couldn't have done that, and she just says, well, OP did before I could react. What? At that point, I was done with the evening, but managed to stay and help her husband keep her kids alive. Her son dove off the raft multiple times, and if her husband couldn't get him, my husband or I would. When her husband finally snapped at her, she said, I'm here to relax. Like what? You can relax. Just take turns with us so your kid doesn't die. Also, none of us deserve the chance to relax because she was hogging all the relaxation, apparently. Haha. Oh well, I guess she'll never be normal. Well, if there's one thing that we can all agree on, it's that she's definitely not normal. I mean, what is that? Seriously. Alright, so guys, answer me this. At what point would Drama Goblin, who is watching her 8-year-old autistic son, who she knows can't swim, sprint towards a lake, at what point, if no one else had gone and tried to save him, would she have actually got up from the picnic table? I mean, seriously, answer down below. Comment down below. When do you think? When he was already drowning? When he'd already drowned? Like, at what point is she actually gonna move? It's so strange, just waiting for anyone and everyone else to help before she does with her own children. It's ludicrous.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But guys, unfortunately, that's not the end of the video. We're only halfway through. Now moving on to part three. Jarma Goblin wants me to replace a gift I gave her that she ruined. I work retail. I manage, but the job is still very physical and exhausting. My job is 50% work and 50% babysitting. Sometimes, because I'm there all the time, I find some sweet deals. I'm super into makeup, Halloween, creepy stuff, etc. I found a few Halloween palettes of makeup, some brushes, and some other really awesome Halloween makeup. It was marked down for $1 or under, so I grabbed everything they had. I figured I'd give them as Christmas gifts. I looked online, and these palettes were worth 30 to 40 depending on the site, not to mention the other stuff. Now, Jarma Goblin was recently diagnosed with seizures, and swore that this was going to be a whole new leaf. She was gonna change for the better. A few days ago, her husband, who OP is now calling TH, or Trapped Husband, happened to come by right before I went to work, and so I made a package to send her of one of all the different makeup and accessories I got. I posted pics of a few of my makeup looks, and she commented that she wanted to play too. I sent a bag with her husband and told him to tell her I had some for myself and some for another of my friends that sometimes hangs out with Jarma Goblin with me, though it has been 3 years. It's been about 4 or 5 days. Last night, she randomly messaged me. Now, maybe I'm taking this the wrong way, but it went right through me. She said that she had given the makeup that I gave to her daughters. She said she just didn't think it would be nice enough for her. After her daughters played with it, she saw how pigmented it was and decided she did like it and tried to take it back. Of course, then her daughters threw a fit and the makeup was ruined in the process. She then complained that she'll never get to play with it now. She asked me if I've given my other friend theirs yet. I was like, no, because I've been kind of sick and quarantining since the day after her husband had been over. She then has the audacity to ask if instead of giving it to my friend, I should give it to her instead, because it's not fair that her kids broke her gift. I was shocked. How can a grown 35-year-old woman think that that's reasonable? I just didn't even respond. She blew me up for about an hour or so after. I finally read the messages this morning. It was a lot of, it's not fair, she won't even miss it, it's not my fault my daughter's busted it, etc, etc. I wanted to screenshot and send her own message to her, but I refrained. She didn't think she would like them, so she gave them to her daughters, gave them to 2 and 4-year-old girls to play with. What did she think would happen? Honestly, this woman's relationship with her kids is so weird. Firstly, she won't save them if they're drowning. Now she gives them stuff and then just takes it away when it turns out that she actually quite likes the look of it. I mean, seriously, like, what's going on here? This person is not sane, is she? She is clearly got something very badly wrong with her. Like, she just prioritizes herself over everyone, including her own children. That's the mad thing that I can't get my head around. Very, very strange. Any of you watching that are parents, comment down below. Ever given your child something and then taken it back off them? I doubt it, right? Weird. Oh, by the way, I mean taking it back off them for you to use, not just taking it away from them, as in you've looked at that and thought, you know what? I'm now jealous of my kid using that. I want it back to use myself. No one would ever do that, surely. And now moving on to our final part of today's episode. This is part 4, guys. But honestly, I've gone back through OP's posts on Reddit, and there are so many different stories that they've posted about Jarma Goblin. So if you guys do want to see more, early warning, drop a like on this video and comment down below that you want more from Jarma Goblin, and I'll get to it. But anyway, part 4. Why don't we marry Jarma Goblin's husband? I love the start of this. So it's me again, with more from the Jarma Goblin saga. We bought a house a few months ago. It needs some work. My husband and I have been busting our butts doing most of the work ourselves to save money. Also, I like that kind of stuff. It makes me feel like Chip and Joe from Fixer Upper. It needs a lot of work, but it's coming around. We're so close to getting it done and moving my family into a much needed larger space. If you remember from my first post about the goblin, her husband is an electrician. Look, guys, we haven't even had a chance to get to that. Future video? Let me know. If you live in my state, before they turn the electricity on, you have to hire an inspector to come and check out the situation. If they find issues, you have to fix them and then pay for them to come back and inspect again. so as to avoid the possibility of having to pay for multiple inspections, we asked her husband to come and inspect and help us fix any issues. When we bought the place, my husband and her husband had already made the plans to do this when we got to this point. So my husband calls and sets up a day a week later for him to come out. I even talked to Drama Goblin myself about it. She seemed in a good mood and had no interest in it. She only wanted to talk about her dreams of being a professional wrestler. Lamau. Every post I'm learning more and more about this goblin. Goodness me, I actually reckon she'd be a pretty decent wrestler. You know, it sounds like it. She loves fighting everyone. Fast forward to the day. He shows up late and he seems agitated. Turns out, Drama Goblin decided last second that he needed to stay home and fix their rented home. If she'd just cleaned the house, they could call the landlord to fix it. But that's just common sense, and I guess that she doesn't have any. She was guilt-tripping him and trying to get him to blow us off. However, we'd paid him. We helped them a lot financially, because despite him making a decent living, they struggle because of Drama Goblin's online shopping addiction. He always pays us back in payments, so it's not an issue. Her husband helps us, too. He'd barely made it in the door before Drama Goblin started blowing him up. After explaining to her a million times, he starts ignoring her. So she starts blowing me up. Drama Goblin is so upset. It's not fair that her husband is helping us when they need some flooring that's starting to rot fixed. She needs him to do it that day. I apologize if she feels like we're hogging him, but we'd paid him and asked in advance. I even reminded her that she herself knew about it. I suggested that she set it up with my husband and her husband to work on her floors on their next days off. That would be the following weekend. But no, that was too logical. She needed him home right then. It wasn't fair. She didn't want to be alone with the kids. He got to come and hang out. No amount of explaining that we weren't just hanging out would get through to her. She wanted him out of the house. Her husband then told me that he had offered to bring her to her parents, but she spent 4 hours getting ready and had made little progress by the time that he needed to leave. He'd gotten all four of their kids ready. All she had to do was get ready herself. He ended up having to leave her because she hadn't even changed out of her pajamas or really started at all. She claimed she needed more time. Frustrated, he threw his hands in the air and left. Now she doesn't drive. She likes to blame everyone else but herself. I myself actually tried to take her to get her license, but that's another entitled parent story. After about 2 hours of Drama Goblin harassing us, she finally told me that I was the worst friend ever. It shouldn't have, but it actually hurt my feelings, because even though she's crazy and a POS, I don't hesitate to help them nearly every single time they need it. I listen to her vent. Sometimes I sympathize. Yes, I do drop in truth bombs so she doesn't vent as much anymore because she doesn't like what I have to say. She decided that her husband was abusing and neglecting her. She then said, "Why doesn't he just marry you?" I mean, look, some of the most childish stuff was being thrown at us, all because we paid him to inspect our electric. He had to rush the whole thing. We ended up having at least one issue, maybe two. He had to leave because she said she was having seizures again and needed help with the kids. So we're gonna have to make another appointment with him to finish up before we can pay the inspector. Okay, title of this one makes sense now. I was starting to think, what does that mean? Your husband should just marry us instead. But it all makes sense now. Incredible. Being paid to go to work apparently is hanging out. I've seen it all now. I've seen it all. It's unbelievable. It really is. 4 hours of getting ready and still in your pajamas. Sounds like a lovely Sunday to me. It is incredible. It really, really is. Honestly, when she said to you, you're the worst friend ever, just take that and go, you know what? It does hurt my feelings a little bit. Fair enough. I'd rather not be called that because who would? But that's your excuse to get out now. That's your excuse to say, you know what? Yeah, I am. We're done as mates. Don't talk to me again. That's what I would have done anyway. Anyway, guys, that is going to be the end of the Drama Goblin episode. Really hope you have enjoyed it. As I said a little bit earlier, if you want to see more stories about Drama Goblin, trust me, OP has posted loads. So yeah, maybe we can do a little part two to this video if you guys want to see it. Drop a like and comment down below if you definitely do. If you are new to the channel and you haven't yet subscribed, hit this button to subscribe for daily Reddit videos and watch another one right here if you're bored. Check it out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.